From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Britain said Wednesday that the Russian plane that crashed in Egypt this week after taking off from the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh might have been brought down by an explosive device. While the investigation is still ongoing, we cannot say categorically why the Russian jet crashed. That's according to Prime Minister David Cameron's office in a written statement. The statement went on to say that as more information has come to light, we become concerned that the plane may have well been brought down by an explosive device, it added. As a precautionary measure, the government has decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh for Britain on Wednesday evening will be delayed to allow time for a team of UK aviation experts currently traveling to Sharm el-Sheikh to make an assessment of the security arrangements in place at the airport. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday highlighted the need to decide which of the various opposition groups fighting in Syria should be part of future peace talks and which should be considered terrorists. Lavrov spoke at a press conference after meeting in Moscow with UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura. De Mistura said it was important to work on the formation of an inclusive government in Syria. The numbers vary, but the story they tell is clear. The cyclone in Yemen has destroyed almost everything in its path. Some residents say between the ongoing war and the abject poverty that dominates the nation, they're growing terrified of the future. All of the people are scared because of the situation is already very bad due to war and the control al-Qaeda has on our city. That's according to a 23-year-old resident in Mukalla. He goes, now we have the cyclone, which has made it worse. VOA News.